Food in the Nude. Food in the Nude is a New Zealand campaign to end plastic packaging for fresh produce in supermarkets. It's being driven by the New Zealand Plastic Packaging Declaration, which has a goal of making all store and private label packaging 100% reusable, recyclable, or compostable by 2025. A number of New Zealand supermarkets have ditched plastic packaging for produce altogether. One store owner noted that it reminds him of going to market with his dad when he was a kid, when you could smell the fruits and vegetables. This 30-year throwback appears to be popular with consumers supportive of the war on plastic there. Most supermarkets no longer provide single-use plastic bags at checkout either, a phase-out mandated by government regulation. The Food in the Nude movement has been driven by grocers that noticed an increase in the number of vegetables being supplied in plastic packaging. They thought it was crazy and decided to do something about it. They were inspired by visiting Whole Foods in America, where they witnessed a massive range of fresh produce and where merchandising is almost an art form, without plastic, and enabled by misting with reverse osmosis treated water to keep food items fresh and helps to maintain color and texture. The grocers then met with their suppliers in New Zealand, who for the most part were happy to provide produce free of plastic packaging. Flanagan's Ecologic, Gardening in the Pandemic. In the midst of a pandemic, it seems that there is no better time to focus on new and healthy practices or revisit old ones that develop commitments that better ourselves and our environment. During this time of instability and uncertainty, we're living an existence that is far from the norm, so we're holding on to things that bring us comfort, safety, stability, and self-reliance. There have been surges around the world in activities that are sustainable: biking, baking our own bread, and home gardening, pedaling, rising, and blooming. Around the world, people seem to be coping with isolation by going back to the land, replacing human contact with nature. In cases, traditionally mown lawns are being replaced with urban gardens, often with raised beds. All you need is a little sun, water, and a positive attitude. The International Association of Horticultural Producers is a group formed in Zurich after World War II, with the mission to kindle and maintain an enduring relationship with plants. It has released a fact sheet on the benefits of gardening in the pandemic. It's about connecting. It's about something bigger than the amount of food grown. Another writer nailed it, but let's be honest, you're not going to be able to feed your family from a backyard vegetable patch. So why do we love to grub around in the dirt so much? There is something enticing about it. Fruit and vegetable seed sales are booming in this current climate. Seed suppliers were expected to be completely wiped out early on during the lockdown. Instead, their sales are like never before. While many realize that gardening won't sustain a whole family, it is a great supplementary activity. Some are even seeking advice on extracting seeds from produce bought in grocery stores when they can't buy seeds at garden centers. With so many people digging into gardens for the first time, whether they are located in backyards, kitchen windowsills, balconies, or even trash bags to grow potatoes, gardening networks are rapidly expanding to discuss and learn best practices. It has become a creative outlet for many of us. It has created a sense of community around something that is tangible, contact with something real that we can control with nurture. Scotts Miracle-Gro has just released a study of gardening and lawn care during the pandemic. Fully 55% of American adults are engaged in gardening or caring for their lawns. Why? The primary reasons: A, keeping busy, 54%, B, a sense of accomplishment, 49%, C, to reduce stress, 48%, and D, access to fresh food, 33%. Those that are working outdoors do so for an average of 2 hours per day. Half of the respondents stated that this is more than usual. Planting the seeds, watering, and watching vegetables and fruits grow brings us back to our roots. There's something special about the harvest. Getting back to the earth through gardening is especially therapeutic during uncertain times. Considering that most of us have experienced a shift in our daily routines, Home gardening can help make this adjustment smoother and healthier.
Nordic Harvests Vertical Farm. Vertical farming is spreading all over the world, from Singapore to the United Kingdom. A Danish company named Nordic Harvest has now developed Europe's largest indoor vertical farm. It is located in Taastrup, just outside Copenhagen. The farm will be completely wind-powered so that it is carbon neutral. Nordic Harvest will grow its greens in stacks 14 high. It will be harvested 15 times a year, with the result being the distribution of 1,000 tons of fresh basil, mint, cilantro, oregano, baby spinach, arugula, Napolitana, and parsley within Denmark each year. As a society, Nordic Harvest points out, we are used to blueberries in February, oranges in July, and fresh vegetables of all kinds year-round. But this takes a lot of resources to deliver. Much of our food is energy and water-intensive, not to mention the fertilizers, pesticides, etc., used in food production. Then our food is flown or shipped hundreds, if not thousands, of miles. In stark contrast, vertical farming, urban farming, grows food right where it is consumed in an incredibly efficient way. Right now, Denmark imports 70% of its salads and herbs. If food were grown a la Taastrup in the space equaling 20 soccer pitches, the country would grow 100% of its needs locally and in controlled environments. Vertical farming makes a lot of sense in dense urban areas. Plants grow in racks to maximize interior space, and fresh vegetables are grown close to where they are eaten. Taastrup uses technology from the Taiwanese vertical farming company called Yes Health Group. It takes automation to the next level. Sensors combined with software monitor and process more than 5,000 data points. For instance, the lighting intensity needed for growth of plants at various stages of their development, while robots on wheels deliver trays of seeds from aisle to aisle and stacked level to the next throughout the warehouse. Nordic Harvest's futuristic farm uses 20,000 specialized and highly efficient LED lamps to provide the plants with specific amounts and quantities of light. Water is used most judiciously, within a design goal of 1 liter of water per kilogram of produce, claimed to be 250 times less than traditional agriculture. Rather than being watered, the plants grow in trays that allow their roots to extend into shallow troughs of nutrient-rich water. Hydroponic cultivation and vertical farming often use artificial fertilizers. Nordic Harvest, along with Yes Health, has developed a new form of biological fertilizers. It is produced by fermenting plant residues with natural bacteria in large tanks into a concentrated cocktail, which is then heated and concentrated further before the natural minerals are added. The mixture is subsequently diluted and dosed to the plants. This production is being designed into the new farm at Grotorvet in Taastrup.
Pink greenhouses. In a novel experiment at Michigan State University, horticulturalists and facilities managers have come together to find common ground. The researchers want optimum light for plant growth. The facility operators want maximum efficiency. LEDs, light-emitting diode lamps, have cut power consumption by 50% in the greenhouses. Now researchers have found that red fixtures are the most cost-efficient at converting electricity into the light that plants use for photosynthesis. So the greenhouse has a mix of red and white LED lamp fixtures, saving energy and optimizing on plant growth. The researchers also found that the plants need a splash of blue light, which is provided by a small number of blue light emitting LEDs. The overall result? Greenhouses that glow pink.
Farmers now paid to sequester carbon.
Farmers are finding a new source of income, carbon sequestration. By adopting new planting strategies, carbon can be captured and returned to the soil. It's part of a movement called regenerative farming. A Nature Conservancy study focuses on a particular type of no-till farming. It involves the planting of cover crops and nutrient-dense root vegetables during the off-season. This technique alone could sequester as much as 10% of the world's carbon footprint. In President Biden's announcement of Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack, he noted that his policies will make American agriculture the first in the world to achieve net zero emissions.
His policies will encourage farmers to plant cover crops that use the soil to capture carbon. It's also a good way to boost food production. One farmer, a man named Hill from Maryland, was paid $115,000 for returning 8,000 tons of CO2 back into the ground. He earned $16.50 per ton sold through Seattle-based company Nori, the broker of carbon credits. Reportedly, Spotify, Arizona State University, and several individuals bought the credits. The farmer used clover, lentils, and rye as cover crops, and radishes and turnips for root crops as sequestration and regeneration agents in his cornfield. Another farmer, Kelly Garrett, in Iowa, has a passion for sustainable agriculture. For the last 8 years, he has become 100% no-till, doing exactly what the science would suggest for carbon capture. He went through a documentation and certification process with Nori, and then was able to sell 22,745 tons of carbon credits for $15 a ton, a total value of $341,175. There is a romantic notion of a farmer tilling the land, turning over the soil, and breaking up clumps. This act of disturbing the soil, breaking apart roots, and exposing vulnerable microbes to the sun, however, sends billions of tons of carbon into the atmosphere. Regenerative farming uses root crops to loosen up and aerate the soil, and cover crops to shade it from the sun, introducing more microbial diversity and sequestering more carbon in the plant roots.
Microbial soil sequestration. This is right out of Wired magazine, an article that addresses two of the world's most pressing problems, climate change and soil degradation. This boils down to a simple imbalance. There is too much carbon in the air and not enough in the soil. To a soil tech startup in Australia, the solution is patently obvious. The Soil Carbon Company specializes in microbe-mediated carbon sequestration. It's a method of removing carbon from the atmosphere via microbial fungi and bacteria. A biological treatment applied to seeds prepares them to convert atmospheric carbon into a more stable compound that can be stored deep in the ground, potentially for centuries. The special fungi are dark septate endophytes that live symbiotically within the roots of the host crop. In turn, carbon is captured through photosynthesis and then stored in a non-soluble form, fungal melanin compounds. The process increases the water-holding capacity of the soil. The Soil Carbon Company is now testing the fungi with crops such as canola, soybean, and wheat in Australia and in the United States, and hoping to bring it to market in 2021. Reportedly, the technology is low cost and easy to adopt. All farmers have to do is inoculate their crops with microbes sold in freeze-dried form and let nature take its course. Montreal hosts the world's largest rooftop farm. A massive greenhouse atop a Montreal warehouse is now growing eggplants and tomatoes. It's meeting the demand for locally sourced foods in the heart of Canada's second largest city. The greenhouse is 160,000 square feet, the size of 3 football fields. Lufa Farm's mission is to grow food where people live and in a sustainable way. It is the 4th rooftop greenhouse that Lufa has erected. This one collects and reuses rainwater. Lufa grows 100 varieties of vegetables and herbs grown year-round in hydroponic containers, lined with coconut coir and fed liquid nutrients, including lettuce, cucumbers, zucchinis, bok choy, celery, and sprouts. So far, Lufa states that it is feeding about 2% of Montreal. Others have run with the urban rooftop farming concept. American Gotham Greens has built 8 greenhouses on rooftops in New York, Chicago, and Denver. French Urban Nature is planning to open one in Paris in 2022.
Organic foods. The United States is the number one organic nation in the world. We have the biggest appetite for organics, worth some $58 billion a year right now. And yet the United States has less than 1% of its total agricultural land in organic production. That's 5.6 million acres farmed to the national organic standard. Compare that with 16 countries that have over 10% of their ag lands in organic production, like Sweden, 20.4%, Austria,
26.1%, and the leader, Liechtenstein, 41%. There are 343,858 organic farmers in the EU and 16,585 in the US. Meanwhile, the annual per capita organic spending is $152.32 in the US and $94.08 in the EU. The result is that the US imports organic goods from 45,000 foreign operations. Organic is part of the climate solution. Agriculture emits over 600 million metric tons of CO2e each year, more than the annual emissions of the United Kingdom. Organic food production generates fewer greenhouse gas emissions than conventional farming, largely because it does not use synthetic nitrogen fertilizer. It also prohibits using synthetic pesticides and giving hormones or antibiotics to livestock. Europe, with a $46 billion organic appetite, has a far more aggressive approach to organics. The European Union has a farm-to-fork program considered the heart of the European Green Deal. Its goal is to cut ag emissions by 50%, to use 50% less pesticides and 20% less fertilizer. The EU's goal is to increase organic land from 8.1% to 25% by 2030. There is a detailed organic plan to achieve the sustainability goal established by the European Parliament. Beyond the health benefits for those who eat organic food, organic farming has five key benefits. It reduces exposure to harmful chemicals for both farmers and birds and animals. It consumes less energy. It reduces nitrogen runoff-induced pollution. It facilitates healthy soil formation, and it combats the effects of global warming. The British Department for Environment, Food, and Rural Affairs reports that organic crops and organic dairying use 35% and 74% less energy than their conventionally grown counterparts. There are now regenerative turkeys. Cream Company is known to be the first California to raise regenerative turkeys. Its ranches are managed to form and maintain sustainable ecosystems. This involves feeding turkeys with native grasses. The birds are raised without the need for antibiotics, hormones, GMOs, or additives. They are free range and as such are not subject to unsanitary and overcrowded living conditions. The farms focus on soil health. They practice rotational, multi-species grazing, cover cropping, no-till farming, and compost application.
Pairing crops with solar. A new study from the University of Illinois presents findings on pairing agriculture with solar. It finds a synergy between two forms of useful production that have been perceived to be competitive for precious land. A $10 million grant-funded agrivoltaic study focused on how to sustainably locate ag and photovoltaic systems. This has a fancy name, SCAPES, which stands for Sustainable Co-Locating Agriculture and Photovoltaics Electricity Systems. Row crops, foraging crops for livestock, and specialty crops will be studied across three biophysically diverse regions of the country, Illinois, Colorado, and Arizona. Ideally, through co-location, the combined benefit is greater than the benefit of a single use. An example comes from research by the Fraunhofer Institute in Freiburg, Germany. It found that covering a wheat field with raised solar panels resulted in wheat production that was 80% of what it would have been if there was no solar. And solar took a 20% hit too, providing only 80% of what it would have been if there were no farming involved. But the combined effect is remarkable, dramatically increasing the net revenue from the same piece of land.